Jamaica's Minister of Justice is expressing disappointment the Electoral Commission of Jamaica has failed to clearly establish its role as an independent authority that deals with political misconduct. This is WAVS News. This comes amid an ongoing debate about reinstating the office of the political ombudsman in light of several political incidents. While underscoring the government's decision to have the Electoral Commission subsume the functions of the political ombudsman, Minister Delroy Chuck says the ECJ has the capacity to handle these incidents.
Up to now, the ECJ has not indicated to the public the process and procedure whereby political misconduct can be reported and investigated. To the best of my knowledge, similar amount of money of about $60 million that used to manage and operate the political ombudsman before was allocated to the ECJ in order to carry out the function and role of the political ombudsman.
The minister is suggesting the appointment of a director of political conduct, which he says could effectively address the issues relating to misconduct and fairness. In St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the government is working on addressing issues affecting employees at the main administrative buildings of the Ministry of Education and National Reconciliation. Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves spoke about the issue, indicating that meetings were held to urgently find alternative accommodations for the employees.
And I just want to say is that we are committed, the government is, to make sure that workers, specifically where we have direct responsibility for our employees, the government's employees, that you have places of work which are healthy. No argument about that.
Dominica has received high ranking among countries in the world fighting financial crime. This according to a report by International Advisory Firm Secretariat. In its 2025 Secretariat Economic Crime Index, the organization ranks Dominica number 17 out of 177 countries. In the Caribbean, only St. Vincent and the Grenadines ranked higher than Dominica at number 14. Barbados was ranked at number 19. Because of the high ranking, Dominica was placed on the Transparent Titan Top Tier category of the SECI. According to Secretariat, countries in this category show their levels of transparency, the effectiveness of their anti-crime frameworks, and their overall exposure to economic crime. Other Caribbean countries are also on the list, but they are in the second tier, which, according to Secretariat, have actively implemented and evolved measures to address financial crimes and improve regulatory frameworks, proactively strengthening their systems against emerging risks. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.